So, this is the 21st of January, and I'm almost home, and I wanted to just make a couple of comments because I think somebody will appreciate the humor, even though I don't. So, give me a chance. Turn. One of the things that really has been a major annoyance to me is the knowledge that the update was coming to this app, and so I was deliberately not updating on purpose for weeks, holding on to the old app as long as I possibly could anyway, like so many people did. And when I downloaded iOS 9.2.1, the update re-enabled all of my settings under iTunes and App Store, so all of my automatic updates turned themselves on, my background app refreshing, my come on, there, all of my what else, there's something else in there, updating over cellular as opposed to Wi-Fi, all of that stuff went back to the default. So I downloaded the app, didn't think anything of it, and then I opened up unlocked the phone. It's really sluggish, what the hell? And I went looking, and sure enough, it was downloading all of the apps, the updates that were pending. So like it or not, I have the new app now. So, looks like somebody's home. Come here. Are you? Oh. No. Ready? Go. Nope. Again? Holy hell. Really? Oh. So, I guess that's interesting. I didn't expect that to be. So, anyway, I got the app now, whether I like it or not. And, oh my gosh. Looks like I get to post my comments and my direct messages from the website now. It appears that the feature is still there, which mystifies me. I thought maybe it wasn't in keeping with the mission of the company. They didn't want us, having a wide open platform to be able to DM the BBC or leave comments on NPR podcasts or something, but maybe the, people mentioned maybe it was a space-saving issue. Oh my God, I tried so fervently and so diligently to not grab this app. I mean, every day I'd go in and download the 5 or 6, updates that were pending, and I would leave the audio boom there, and oh my God, I was so mad. I bet Ian Kath over in Australia heard me. I was so mad. It's like, oh shit, I didn't want to download this. So it did something else too that was kind of odd. It also re-downloaded 3 apps that I had deleted from the phone like weeks ago. I didn't realize right away that I'd even done it, and I saw them there on the home screen. They were outside the folder. They were just there. So I don't know what the deal was. I hadn't even been into the app store yet, but that was the first thing I noticed, was where did these apps come from? And then, of course, the phone was really sluggish, and I just knew. I looked at the app store, and it was, 6 updates and then 5 updates, and I thought, oh crap. And sure enough, I went looking and Audio Boom was already updated. So I really tried. The joke's on me, I guess. So be careful. I'm the only one that I know of that had this problem with this particular update. There are a few people having issues with iCloud, but I've seen that ever since the advent of iOS 9. iCloud does a few weird things for me too, but geez, I don't know. Such a pain. So I all the stuff is still there. I thought maybe, you know, if it was a space saving thing or a bandwidth issue. I didn't really figure that was what it was because the files are tiny and they don't really take up any more space. I thought maybe, okay, they want to force everything to be available publicly and they can base their play count on that or however their strategy works now. But it's still there. The stuff is still there. You just have to go to the website to access it. So they've essentially taken their apps and crippled them. Android and iOS both have never seen that Kindle thing. But only providing a portion of the services that they offer. So I don't know if those other services will disappear or if we just have to use two different platforms now to make our, to communicate with the people that are posting. If we really want to comment on something that we like or, you know, something that we're motivated to respond to, now we got to do it through the web browser. So, okay, whatever. It's odd, but I don't profess to understand. It's not like, you know, it's not like the company is, they're not one of those companies that chooses to communicate with the masses, you know. And that's their right, I guess. Geez, look at Apple. They don't tell you anything definitive until they're ready to drop it. So it's just disheartening a little bit. I see a lot of people commenting, well, at least the app is accessible. And yes, that's very true. They've done a nice job with the UI that's here. But that isn't really the issue. The issue is about business practices and about the way the company has conducted the changes and the response that they choose to give or the lack of response to the inquiries that the paying members of its community have made. I find that to be more my issue. It's about company practices and about not knowing whether or not there will even be a future. For this app. So, you know, we live with what we've got and it's here today and who knows about tomorrow. So anyway, I decided I would make this post because I figure somebody out here will really appreciate the humor of me fervently striving to avoid the update and getting stuck with it anyway. There's a real twisted irony here. I'm just not real happy about it. But I thought someone would appreciate it anyway. Oh, Lord. Okay. That's all for now. And I made a commitment to myself. I told myself I was going to honor one New Year's resolution. And there are two of them. I said I'm going to try to drink more water. And I'm going to try to be more diligent about keeping up with my social media. Because I really do miss it when I'm busy and I get sidetracked with life stuff and personal stuff. The thing that always seems to get hit the hardest are the things that I really enjoy doing. So I kind of made a promise to myself to blog more and post more audio for what that's worth. I don't know if anyone will hear it. If they've fallen asleep by now, but somebody out there will probably appreciate the humor. Not that they'll probably be in a position to comment on it. I'm curious what you Droid people do if you're going back through the web browser or if the Android app is... I know there are features missing from it as well, so I just haven't played with it. I knew there were some improvements made to it, and then I heard that it had lost some key features also, so... Now I bookmarked the site in the web browser, and I guess I use two sources for Audio Boo until they stop working. That's all I know. Thanks for listening.